necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. We are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And before I get into the guest of the show, I have to do a shout-out to my middle brother, Danny. It's his birthday today. And Danny, you know, they crucified someone on your birthday, and they call it a Good Friday. But you have a great birthday, and I'll talk to you later. Mike Hajdukovic, how you doing? You're Catholic. How'd you like that opening?
I loved it. Very appropriate. My mom will be happy for it.
Anyway, you're a repeat offender. Gave you a call. It's getting beautiful out. It's finally, we're getting March and April, but we're at least getting some sunlight, yeah. A little bit of melting.
No jacket today as I ran to the studio in time. Nothing to take off. I love it.
What are your ideas that we should be doing this weekend? And I'd say, you know, during April and May.
I think everybody's going crazy right now, right? You know, that was the coldest winter in 60 years. That's all you see blowing up on the phone. I got to tell you, I was probably the 1 in 10 people that loved it.
We're going to hurt you.
I'll probably get ratings. We're
going to hurt you. Yeah, as we sacrifice you and crucify you. Yeah.
But what it did, you know what? It was old school winter. I remember. I had forgotten about it. It's been so nice for so many years. And it slowed us down. I had time. I tell people that I could read a book this winter.
Yeah.
We just get going so fast. You know, I actually didn't ski as much as I normally ski. And I always love skiing in the cold, but
Not that cold.
That's always inversion. It's just all what you wear, right? And I always swear by it. No matter what you wear, cross-country skiing, you're going to be on fire. Just get out and play, right? Well, man, it is definitely time. And the tourists that have been coming through, this is the absolute, probably the best week of winter right now.
Yeah.
You know, because we've got buckets of snow, the sun is high, and the temperatures are starting in the morning at 15.
Yeah. Well, at my house, you know, you're on the inversion side. Yeah. At my house, it's zero to five above, and then it gets up to 35.
Is that what it was this morning? Yeah. Still 0.5?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
a week ago it was minus 15, 2 weeks ago it was minus 30.
Yeah.
So we're on the good side.
I'm done with new snow, but you know we got one more coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, the skiing, anything, driving, getting out and playing, snowshoeing. We've got these really cool skis. They're like snowshoes that glide. They're called Altai Hawks. I mean, there is so much to do right now. I think people are going to bust out of their doors.
You know, it was funny. I looked at my back seat today. You know, I put stuff in the back, and I saw my snow scraper, and I go, don't pull it out. Do not pull it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just begging for snow and ice. Just leave it there.
I know.
Leave it there till mid-May.
I know.
Just don't mess with the weather gods.
I know. I saw deep into my phone, like, the low temp of above freezing coming in the mornings.
Yeah.
So, but then that's the next chapter. I always wonder if Trax is going to end up floating down the Steese Highway if it goes too soon, too fast, you know, too hot and fast. So the water wars, that'll be the next thing we're all dealing with, you know?
You know, it was funny. Yesterday I was thinking to myself, I think my back's getting sore. Because I know I have to shovel this weekend.
Yeah.
My deck, you know,
get
everything off so it's not deluge with water.
Yeah.
But my back's getting sore just thinking about it.
Yep. I told the kids at the counter, it's time to go ice chipping. I said it with excitement because right now there's some kind of a rewarding satisfaction when you chip up a big chunk of ice and it all comes up as a big, you know, you got a nice clean driveway and all that.
Yeah.
So that's a good activity to start with right there for your forearms and shoulders.
This summer, I'm putting in a new heating system, and Emily informed me. She showed me where leaking along my from my roof line coming in, so I got some roof repair to do too.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
just okay. Here it is.
Our lives revolve around water up here. And it's 12 months of the year, and the hardest ones are the winter ones. But the water does not take a break, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, every year, you know, you're doing something to your house, and last year was the ripping out the smaller deck and putting in the big beautiful deck.
Yeah.
And then the upstairs repainting and new flooring. So this summer I was thinking, I'm going to get off easy, just the heating system. But oh no.
Nah, it's nothing's easy. Dang it. I hate that, but it's true.
How's your Trax building there working out?
It's doing good. I mean, I took a trip this winter for the first time with my wife for, it was like 4 days. I missed the building. It's like one of my kids.
How long have you had
this
business? Yeah, I was thinking, you know, God, it seems like 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Time flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything in my head is 10 years. So I always say 10 years. But yeah, I think we're on like 16 or 17 or something like that. I try not to think about it because I just figured out when you get older, time goes faster.
And then in the summer, you know, I drive by to see the big, beautiful boat for sale, you know. I wonder how many commas are in that sales price.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More these days than those days.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just got to all figure it out. It's everything's so expensive these days, but you got to do what you got to do. I've got gold fever. We ended up going out to Chicken. If anyone hasn't been out to Chicken, it's been my whole life without visiting Chicken.
I was there. I spent the night in Chicken, and then I was about 10 years old, and we all shot caribou at Boundary.
Okay.
That was the last time I was at Chicken.
Okay. We were chasing the journeys of my great uncle John.
Oh, yeah.
He had a lot of, you know, he guided people, and then there was some gold claims, so we're kind of tracing. Of course, we're into rock hunting. We've got rocks all over the store. Ones that we find in Alaska, ones that you find from shows and sell, and anyway, gold is a rock. So one of our yogis' family ran a gold camp, and they took my daughter and I. You pay for it, but you get to keep whatever you dredge out of the river. So I didn't know what the heck I'd signed us up for. I'm telling you, it was the most fun, hard work we've ever done.
That's great.
Got an ounce of gold in 5 days. And
wow.
The people out there, they're all tied to Fairbanks. I'm biased, clearly, but Fairbanks people, I always brag, are the nicest folks ever.
You're absolutely right. You know, we're all in this weather together.
Yeah.
You know, we all looked at each other. We're coming out of it. We were sort of getting long in the tooth with it, a little bit testy.
Yeah.
But we made it through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our city didn't help with snow plowing. Our state didn't help with snow plowing. You know.
Yeah.
But then again, on the opposite side, you just weren't ready for that.
No.
How do you get ready for 40 below? And if it's not 40 below, you're getting 10 inches of snow.
Hey, you know the other upside about this winter?
What's that?
There was no 40 degree days above.
I know.
So the snow was like corn snow all the way to the bottom. So that was nice. I shoveled the roof just because I always have fears of that roof coming down. And man, it was the easiest shovel job I've had in the spring. So, you know, there's no layers. It was just one big old layer. You could almost use a blower.
Any cross-country ski races coming up?
They're not, but get up there and go make your own imaginary race. Everybody watched the Olympics, and the Olympics were a blast to
those
watch
this good,
winter.
Those were good, yeah. You know, the hockey was good,
yeah.
The cross-country skiing, the downhill skiing. You know, it makes you wonder this time of year. I think, like, last week was the last week for Birch Hill.
On the military side.
Yeah, on the military
side. Which I can't figure out other than they're just on a schedule.
They're on a contract schedule. They have to
stay on a schedule that they have to maintain. But I'm telling you, they got to be dying because it's the best skiing, like I said, right now. Hasn't even started melting up there.
Yeah, Moose Mountain, ski land. I mean, just think of that this weekend.
Yeah, you get to wear two less layers than you have all winter long, and the sun is going to be beaming.
Frostbite is not in your vocabulary, but sunburn is.
Wind chill, no more wind chill. No, it's just spring skiing, like the best days you've ever seen. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, and Birch Hill, Nordic side, we've got some young blood up there. Logan Hahnemann, former Olympian.
Yeah.
I tell all the tourists that come in, I said, one thing about Fairbanks is you got to do what's appropriate. And we've got groom, we've got cold, we've got snow. I said, you're going to see Olympians up here. And when you're up here skiing, this is where they can get better. Well, he's on the piston bully now. So he's up there doing the groom and for all of us to get the trails in great shape. So they're the best I've ever seen them, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFER Radio. Got Mike Hajdukovic from Trax in the studio here with me if you want to call in. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, and your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
2 years in a row, our friends and neighbors have spoken loud and clear, voting McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine the best sports medicine clinic in town. We are very honored and humbled to accept this award. We love being able to help our community stay healthy and active. From the Nanox to high school and peewee sports, we are always available to help you and your kids get back into the action. In fact, our kids probably play right next to yours on many of the teams in town. So if you have a sports or recreational injury, come see our team of providers. You want to perform at your best, so make the best sports medicine doctors in town part of your team. McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine, open every day but Sunday till 8 p.m.
It's that time of year. Time for a good spring cleaning. No, we're not talking about your house. We're talking about your mouth. Get over to Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Schedule a good cleaning this spring for your mouth. They work with your insurance, offer full dental services for the entire family, and they back it up with those affordable prices. So before you start dusting ceiling fans and cleaning rugs, call Affordable Dental Care and start your spring cleaning today. In your mouth. That's Affordable Dental Care off 14th Avenue. Online at adcak.com.
It's the final comedy showcase of the season, and it's going out with a bang, featuring the legendary Pete Lee. You've seen Pete Lee on TV shows, talk shows, his own specials. Now catch him live Wednesday, April 1st at the North Pole Ale House, Thursday at the Spur, Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th at the Pioneer Park Theater. All shows are at 7. Tickets available at aktickets.com or the door. The final comedy showcase of the season with Pete Lee, brought to you by Zach's at Sophie Station and 97.5 KFAR.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 36. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Highs level off around 40 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Mike Hajdukovich. And, you know, it's funny, if this would have happened when I was 10, I'd be loving it because look at all the snow mounds outside and the sledding you could do and the forts, the snow forts you could make. And the snowball fights you would have.
I see them, you know, when you drive through the neighborhoods, I see kids on top of the snow piles. I love seeing that because most of them are on cell phones these days.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, I might need breakup boots.
Yeah.
God, I haven't had those since I was 12.
Hey, breakup boots are better than chest waders. That's what I just bought the other day.
Already.
Because there's already lakes flowing through tracks.
Oh.
Virgil is flowing.
I was thinking about you. We sort of discussed this during the break, Fairbanks, but you have hot yoga.
Yeah.
I bet you that became like a sanctuary at times.
It was because people are extra mad and extra cold. So we had
cranky,
extra hot, man. We were up to 150, 122 degrees we had in some places in the room. So, no, we lit that till we kept the fuel guy busy. It was so fun. You could go, you know, one wall separated 120 degrees and 30 below.
Yeah.
One wall. Thank God it stayed there.
when are your yoga classes?
Well, the hot ones are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we've got a full schedule during the week. There's Pilates now and warm. Not all heated classes are hot classes. And there's some, I always tell folks, like, yoga's interesting, and I grew up in a sports world, so to me it's a sport.
Mm-hmm.
And at tracks, and every studio is different, but we don't care if you just do nothing in class. Like, you can leave, you can get there late, you can leave early, it's Fairbanks. So just getting there, I always say, is the hardest thing to do. But, man, you can make a class hard, you can make a class easy. There's young folks, old folks, unflexible, flexible. It's Fairbanks. So
yeah.
You get a smorgasbord of everybody. I love it.
What I've been doing is Tai Chi in the morning.
Okay.
And this is on YouTube. You know, it started out at 15 minutes. You know, it's 30 minutes. It's breathing and stretching.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to start the day.
Yeah. You just got to move.
Yeah.
However it is.
And that's where it is, movement.
Yeah. And have fun. And I hate stretching because stretching's boring. Coaches always told us to do it. And I know it's important. Well, I got to have some fun to it. I got to see some folks and put some crazy music to it. And yeah, mix it up. And then, I hope I can keep bending over and getting up for the next 10, 20 years is the game plan. I already took a whoopty on the ice, which right now everybody's got to have a heads up on that ice. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it is slick. So I just hope I get back up. It's slick.
Where did you take your whoopty at?
Outside the building.
This building?
Yeah, cause, Noah's ours, thank
God. I was going to say, Kate, can I help you in the lawsuit? Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was running around trying to get here on time, and I skated from one door to the next. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy, slippery season.
You know, outside
right
the door here, it's, you know, you talk to Perry and you get so mad because of the runoff.
Yeah.
When they redid the sidewalk summer before last, totally, it all comes back now.
In his favor.
The way the rise versus the run is not good for his sidewalk.
No. It's outside our house. It's everywhere, and it's just getting started. I'd say a couple weeks of that is just getting started, so I don't know.
You know, this place behind where I live on Boundary Street, they've got this like apex. They did a beautiful job remodeling it, just from top to bottom. I mean, everything. And they use it as a bed and breakfast or event, you know, whatever. And so this last week, they brought in a backhoe.
Already.
To get to scrape the, you know, get it down, the hard pack and all the snow off.
Okay.
And what they did was they put it out in the street, along the street, the fence line across the street, along the neighbor's property, and there's buried the fence that's going into the neighbor's yard. And this snow pile is like 8-9 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I'm going, when the city comes along and sees this for snow removal, they're going to know exactly where it came from. There's no hiding this because you're down to concrete on your driveway, on your parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else is 9 feet high, you know, snow berms over fences going into people's backyards. Yeah. I'm going, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah. Problem corner.
There you go.
That's a Fairbanks problem this spring. That and many more are coming.
Do not call me in regards to that sort of stuff. No. I'm not the mayor anymore.
It's going to be a lot of those stories. Heck, we left for one day and our water well froze up. We had a heat trace that opened it up, but one day. So, yeah, heads up. Yeah, don't think
and this time
freezing is done.
Yeah, this time of year actually does happen. And be careful on your roofs collapsing. This is when it happens.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, ice is heavier than snow.
Yeah.
And it puts more of a snow load on a smaller area. And boom, there it goes.
Yep. I shoveled all of ours because I figured if it's a worry, you can eliminate it with just shoveling.
Yeah.
That's super cheap. Just get up there, take your time. I don't care if it takes a week.
Yeah.
But get it off there if you're worried about it at all. So it's a good fix. It's 100% off if you go get a shovel. But yeah, hopefully we're moving past that.
Don't you have kids to do this?
I wish. No, I don't. It's just me, my right hand, my left hand and my right hand. That's it. So that keeps you young. You got to keep moving up here.
You know what you should do? You should go to one of the high schools and do a training program for your business, you know, and have it count as a class, you know, get credit for it, and then just give them the shovel. This is where it starts, like your dad would do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great opportunity for all those type of activities for fundraisers if you can get past the liabilities and the stress of the worries of somebody getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like we never worried about that growing up. You know,
no.
Football teams, basketball teams, they shoveled anything they could. They got instant money right there.
And now they sell Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And they sell these little things for pizza, these little things, you know.
Yep, yep.
You know, and what about the Kool-Aid stand we always had?
Yeah, it's a whole
not anymore,
world.
You know, not anymore. That red dye number four.
Yeah, for
we have
sure.
liability there.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball.
On your business, when do you go from basically cross-country skiing to the summer sports?
Well, everybody's shift, I think, has already started.
Yeah.
Because everybody's a month. They weren't waiting for this weather. Their brains are programmed. We said that. Like the ski sales have been kind of quiet because in your mind,
it's over.
You go through spring break. Yeah. It's done. Even though it's the best skiing, you're kind of speaking to deaf ears. Like, no, no, I'm ready to get on the water.
Yeah.
Even if we're a month behind. So, I mean, we'll probably start switching stuff out here in the next, I suppose, 30 days. And you could probably use Fred Meyer's as a gauge in Costco. I think they've already got beach towels and canopies out and barbecues and
they
everything
do.
Else.
Yeah. I was over at Home Depot. I was going, oh, yeah. And then I went over to Lowe's. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Line up the projects that you're trying to finish all summer long.
They're tempting me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you have a great clothing line. Are you already changing that out?
Well, you know, the Lululemon goes year-round. That's the good stuff about that. And it's not just for yogis. It's, runners, leisure wear, active, whatever you want to use that stuff for. It does not wear out. So that stuff will remain the same. We just got to take off the winter clothing off the floor. And, geez, we'll probably put a couple paddle boards out there and get some more rocks. We're into rock hunting. You know, I've been a duck hunter my whole life.
Now you're in the rocks.
My girl's got me rock hunting, so I'm always. If you see me walking around with my head down all the time,
why rocks? What brought you there?
Well, the girl's always looking for something shiny. So you got agates and crystals and geodes, and Alaska is home to a bunch of those. You know, up in the mountains and gold, of course, and
that's your family lineage.
Obsidians, all sorts of stuff. So I got into it. It's really exciting. They don't look like much until you kind of know what you're looking for. And it's like finding a big duck, and it's once in a lifetime. It could take you 2 days to find this dang thing. And it's pretty exciting when you do. We might be doing that this weekend for Easter weekend. So I don't know.
So much for hiding eggs.
Yes.
I'm looking for rocks.
Rocks are in the eggs. And we're looking for the golden rocks out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, anything to keep you moving. You know, Alaska's got so many different things that you can do.
And this time of year, you know, I've already been out to Creamer's Field a couple times with the dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably this weekend I'll start my morning walks with them in the morning because, you know, you wait for the sunlight.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they shifted, when they did the spring forward, okay, your sunlight started an hour later.
Yes.
For whatever reason. But by this weekend, you know, it should be like a 7 a.m. should be fine to go walk the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's all the windows you got to kind of pay attention to from now till summertime. But best skiing, probably 11 to 3 o'clock right now. After that, it starts getting to that mashed potato-y stuff. It's not terrible. I mean, everybody's got to complain about something. But the best skiing is in that morning. And they're going to groom up at Birch Hill. And I don't know the UAF schedule, but they'll groom probably every day as long as it freezes at night. Once you start seeing it not freeze at night.
You know, I always tell people one of our crown jewels is Birch Hill. I love Birch Hill. I love Birch Hill in the summer. I'm up there with the dogs, about 3 to 4 times
a
week.
Crown jewel.
It is so.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that.
I know. A lot of them haven't been up there. It's kind of tucked away. You got to get off the highway, go up a hill, and go over it.
It's like barely out of city limits.
I know. You stay in
It's such a long drive.
yeah.
And then in the summer, I call it the trifecta. I do a morning walk with the dogs, you know, from 6 to 7 or whatever, downtown. Then we go to Birch Hill. And then on the way down, we go to Creamer's. So it's a trifecta.
Yeah.
So they've got their yayas out. Yeah. You know, for every one step I take, they take 15.
It's all the smells. And your dogs will go crazy this time of year. It's the smells that are coming out now.
Yeah.
So heads up on your animals.
And you see some horse prints out there and stuff like that. So it gets pretty good. Pretty good.
Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. We got some bumper music here. It's the James Gang, Funk 49.
Well, you got to say that right. Don't mess that up.
No.
Funk 49.
Funk 49.
That's
I don't want a visit
Alaska.
From the FCC.
Yeah.
Then we got some Fox News, some state news, some weather, some commercials, and I think you're going to like the weather report. We'll be back.
Take it.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
News,
at KFARradio.com.
We've heard a crew member has been rescued in Iran after an American F-15E fighter jet went down. President Trump has been briefed on the situation. This would be the first time the United States has lost an aircraft during the so-called Operation Epic Fury. Iran has been busy firing on energy and other infrastructure targets in Kuwait today. We know Israel is assisting in the search for a second crew member. The Labor Department announcing the U.S. economy added 178,000 jobs last month, the month of March. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says he believes there is still plenty of room to grow.
There are a lot of people who have been sitting on the sidelines who are coming back to work because they get no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and especially the no tax on Social Security. There are a lot of people who retired but want to get back into this booming labor force, and they have a much higher tax reward for doing it.
His comments on the Fox News channel, Federal Reserve is warning about rising oil prices. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports a major planned maintenance shutdown at the Marathon Petroleum Refinery in Nikiski is set to begin the second week of April and run through the end of May, bringing both operational impacts and a temporary economic boost to the central Kenai Peninsula. Refinery manager Bruce Jackman shared the details of the upcoming turnaround, technically referred to as a planned maintenance event, during a joint Kenai and Soldotna Chamber of Commerce luncheon on April 1st, describing it as a large-scale, carefully planned effort that occurs every 3 years. It's a huge undertaking, Jackman said, noting the event requires years of preparation for what is roughly a 30-day maintenance window. During the turnaround, the refinery's roughly 250 employees will shift to 12-hour schedules, working around the clock. They'll be joined by about 150 local contractors and an estimated 800 additional outside workers brought into the area to support the project. And finally, from all of us here at the news desk, have a wonderful Easter weekend.
Online at KFAR660.com.
The 21st Annual Easter Sunrise Service Celebration will be held on the Centennial Bridge in downtown Fairbanks Easter Sunday, April 5th at 7 a.m. This is a community-wide non-denominational event bringing our community together to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. Hot refreshments, warm-up bus, porta-potties available. Bring the whole family and experience a community standing together in a church without walls. The Easter Sunrise Service Celebration, Easter Sunday, 7 a.m. on the Centennial Bridge. For more information, go to EasterFairbanks.com.
Finally, the days are getting longer and getting warmer, so make sure to get those tires changed out soon. Make an appointment now at Pearson Auto to get her done. While you're at it, have them get your rig ready for those spring road trips. And don't forget, they're always on sale. Synthetic oil changes, that'll save you some much-needed gas money. All at Pearson Auto off the Ridge Highway towards North Pole and across from Pikes on Airport Way. Online at PearsonAutoAK.com. That's Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mike Hajdukovic in here with owner of Trax, T-R-A-X. They're on
310 Birch Hill Road.
Right at the corner.
Yep, base of Birch Hill.
Yeah, right across from Farmers Loop Road.
Yep.
Or down beneath the church.
Right up above Seekins Ford. Yeah. These are all the things I say when I'm trying to describe where we're at if you don't have a Google anymore. Yeah,
and you're the closest sporting goods store to Birch Hill.
Yes.
How's that?
Birch Hill Base Camp, I call us.
There you go. Oh, man. You know, so it's, Oops.
Oh, good. That's you.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that, Fairbanks,
He's busy. He's popular.
Yep. Sold some real estate since my mayor retirement, and that's one of them.
Okay.
Actually.
You want me to take over while you take that?
Nope. Right. Nope. No biggie.
You don't want that. In fact, my wife, when I left the studio, she goes, hey, well, now wait a minute. Does this mean you're getting a radio show again? We're going to lose you every... I said, no. Yeah. No.
You know, that's one thing I like about your wife. She's very astute.
Yes.
We're not paying for it. We're not losing you over
she's
it.
She's very smart. Yes. She keeps me in line, that one. So,
What do you mean, that one? Yes. You got more than one?
No, my only one. Yeah, 30 years.
Oh, God, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, when do I turn into a pioneer?
You would be at the age of 20.
You
have to be 20 years here. So
I'll
get you an application.
I just got toughened up. I was out there busting trails this spring, and I was in a fancy snow machine with a fancy snowsuit. And I was cold in 1 hour. I'm going, wait a minute.
You got to suck it up, Buttercup.
Right? Because Uncle John, all those guys, they were out there for days. The only food they had was on them. They had a horse or dogs, not a snow machine from Craig, who is now gone, right? They're retired. Got to get it some other way now.
You just can't borrow it like you used to. Yes. Have him drop it off at your house, is, you know, right up the street from him.
Anyway, I tease our counter staff. I'm like, you guys got to toughen up, this new generation. You're not tough. And I'm going, geez, what would Grandpa say about me? It'd be right back on me. You know? Yeah, all talk, I think.
You wimp.
Yeah, I know. That's why we need a couple more of those winters to get
but,
tougher.
But, you know, you have a good head on your shoulders, like you said. You know, you didn't do as much cross-country skiing this year.
A lot of talking, not enough skiing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of yoga. Yoga's popular because it was a little warmer, and I must be a little older. I don't know.
What sort of, you know, then you have your water sports that you're coming into. You have any, kayaks or things like that? You're texting.
My family knows. I just was teasing you for getting a call or a text.
Yeah.
And they know, oh, good, it's not an emergency. You call me twice. I shouldn't say that on the goddamn radio, right?
Not the goddamn radio. That's fine, but not the effing radio either.
No, not that one. Anyway, not an emergency. We're all good. And, paddle boards. We'll see what the new shipping issues are going to be coming up here. But I don't know. You just got to deal with stuff. I always say since COVID, every day is literally a new day. So everybody... Not just me, you got to be ready for change because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And I don't know, it makes it all interesting, especially up here in Fairbanks. You know, in the winter, the weather side was consistent. Everything else was probably a little wacko in your life.
Yes.
But the weather was consistently cold. So I appreciate any kind of consistency in our life we can get. So
true.
Yeah. I hope water comes and I hope we're walking on it with the paddle boards and I hope we're water skiing on the lakes and playing on decently temperatured waters in the sunshine, not fires. In fact, our smoke jumper has been coming to yoga all winter, and they just said, this is our last class, Mike. So even though there's snow everywhere, the smoke jumpers are getting ready to do their training because they know what's coming.
I think, the fires are started by lightning strikes. Yeah. But I think with all the snow we got this winter, it should hopefully abate a little bit. Yeah,
that's the new hope, right?
Yeah, you know, after a winter like that, come on, give us anything. You know, let's turn this into a positive.
Yeah.
Not, you know,
yes.
More saturated
yes.
land and not as many fires.
Yes.
So just give us anything.
I know. I always say, you
come on, Mother Nature.
3 days of sun and watch out because it's one lightning bolt. And
yeah.
That could be the end.
Crispy
for a
critters.
While.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe all this snow will help us stay a little more wet.
So you spend time, you know, do you still live out of Harding Lake or did you?
We spend a lot of time out there in the summertime, but like I said,
you drug up
I don't
a move,
know,
you bought a house in town. Yeah.
Yeah. I stay close to home base and tracks and every customer is super important and everybody's looking for answers. And I think you get the best answer from the guy that's running the place, where whatever it is, or the gal that's running the place these days. So. We're close to home, but I hope there's lots of adventure. Like I said, we're into rocks, so, you know, we were going way past the lakes to the mountains here and mountains there.
How often do you get out to Healy Lake?
Not enough. That's right out past Delta Junction. And, you know, I said COVID was, there's highlights and lowlights of that whole time, but the highlights was you got to get out a lot. So, man, we were traveling to all cabins and camping out and skiing every dang day, it seemed like. But this last winter, we've hardly done anything outdoor-wise. So I don't know if it was just the temps or what, but I'm excited for spring. So hopefully we get out a lot. That's the hope. But you never know what's thrown at you. So
true.
Take what you can get. Hope the weather's good. Hope the odds are in your favor to get out and play. Because we live in the best state there is, right? I brag about it. I'm clearly biased because I haven't lived anywhere
else. So where's your rock hound experience is going to be this summer?
Hey, now, rock hounders are like berry pickers, but worse. They don't tell their secrets. You got to get
I'm not
out
asking
there.
For a secret.
I know, but
come on. Give it up, man. You're on the air. Give it up. Give some thoughts.
You watch my phone light up like a Christmas tree if I say the wrong word now. I'd rather say a four-letter word than where the rocks are.
Somewhere around, El Paso, Texas.
Yes. Somewhere between the Brooks Range and the Alaska Range. You got to go look in there. But.
Or maybe the Tanana and the Yukon River.
Hey, there's people pulling garnets out of the Chena.
Yeah.
So... I mean, they are everywhere. You just got to look hard. It is severe hunting, and it's really exciting when you do find something that you didn't know you were looking for. It's been all around us.
So where did you – where do you have a geology book on your rock styles and types?
My girls.
Your girls.
They've trained me. You don't see anything forever, and then you find something, and you go show it to them. You're like, what about this way? And they – whap it out of your hand. That's garbage. Get out of here. So you need about 50 of those.
You've raised some monsters.
Oh, they're tough. They're a tough crowd. Yes. Yeah. They're experts at what they do.
They sound like their grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah. They're drilling me now because I got to study the rocks better that are on the floor because we sell lots of rocks at tracks.
Yeah.
And I'm getting it. I have to learn about them completely. So they are super interesting, wherever they came from and how they got there and how you found them. And
what are some that you found? What are some that you found?
Well, our girls are into agates. And that's just, it's got bands because it's anywhere there's been volcanic action over, the millions of years. And it made these, different layers of melting and hardening. So you can shine daylight through them. Quartz, there's a lot of clear quartz around. There's a lot of ugly quartz, but I suppose there's no ugly rocks. It's they're all different, and everybody's opinion of what's beautiful is different. So that's what they also say to keep my spirits up is, that's beautiful rock that you found. It called your name, even though they might think it's ugly. So there is
and
no
it's worthless.
Ugly.
It's, yeah. Yes, ugly yes. And worthless, but yes. It's yours.
Man, if I could figure out how to, put a rock value where gold is right now, I'd be
so you
outside forever.
So you and your daughters, we're going to take a phone call real fast. And we'll
oh no,
come
I
back.
Probably said something wrong.
Man, I
we
think
we got a phone call.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mike Hajdukovic, and your name is.
My name is Frank.
Hello, Frank.
I just had a quick question. I wanted your quick thoughts on something. This might be a little off topic. That's why I'm kind of calling at the end of the show. I recently found out that the Westmark downtown, and specifically the restaurant, the Happy Husky, they're trying to get rid of the union out of that place. And I wanted your thoughts on that.
I don't have thoughts on that. Everyone has a right to work under conditions they want or will accept. And didn't know it was a union shop. Maybe these owners just want to assert more control over their workforce and their work hours, and you have to negotiate and bargain with the union to get that. So that's, I don't know the background or anything about it, but should be entertaining as long as they got good food. I'm not going to worry about it, to tell you the truth.
I just wanted your thoughts. I mean, it's just kind of something that I heard. And I found that quite interesting. I've never really heard of a place trying to do that. And so I was like, found that very interesting. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I was reading in the paper where they have a union forming up up at the university from the workers up there. And so,
all the maintenance crews and stuff like that?
I do not know about it. Something like that. It's just this the 1,100 of them, 1,150, I think, in today's paper, voted to have a union up there. So hey, it's 65% said we need to unionize. So when you have a large group of people like that that believe they're not treated well, unions make sense. Simple as that. Over at the Westmark, that's a very tourist aspect. And so your hours of work might be varied, depending on winter and versus summer and everything. So, and whether the regular hotel is unionized versus the restaurant under separate ownership or management or leasing is what I believe they did. They leased it out. Stick around and watch and see what happens. It's Fairbanks, Alaska. Simple as that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, and you have a safe weekend, and I'll see you on the next show.
You got it, buddy. Bye.
Thank God there's folks that can get excited about topics like that. Way to go, David, man. You took that like... That was a ski question for me, or an outdoor question,
or a rock. You know, I didn't hide. Question. I didn't hide answers behind it. It's a rock, and I'm not telling you. You know, I didn't shelter my rocks.
Oh, no, you just jumped right on that. Wow, very professional. Like learn you're a from, mayor or
learn,
something.
Learn from you, Obi-Wan. We'll be back after these messages.
Master Jedi.
More
there.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank, gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
It's time again for the Alaska Health Fairs, a nonprofit providing health fairs statewide since 1980. These health fairs offer free education, screenings, and the most affordable comprehensive blood tests and caring customer service in Alaska. Next health fair is April 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Denali Borough Health and Safety Fair at the Tri-Valley School Gymnasium. For more information on the upcoming Alaska Health Fair, go online to alaskahealthfair.org.
I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Watching those geese drop by. My, my, my. I'm a goose watcher. I'm a goose watcher. Here comes one now.
Springtime is Goose Watch time, and that means you can win $500 in cash for the guess of when the geese return to Kramer's Field, courtesy of Frontier Outfitters and Century Hardware. Enter your guess when the first flock of Canada geese arrives. It's Goose Watch 2026 at Frontier Outfitters in Gavora Mall and Century Hardware in the North Pole Plaza Mall. If your guess is the closest to the official time and day, you win $500. Visit KFARradio.com or the store for details. Must be 18 or older. Be a Goose Watcher and win $500 in cash.
I'm a Goose Watcher. I'm a Goose Watcher. Here comes one now.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 36. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows of a low around 9 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to discuss more of the rock adventures of Mike Heidugovich. So the sort of, you've lettered out that you have these rocks at Tracks.
Yeah.
And you sell them, give them out?
We do. We sell them. We cut them. We polish them. We sell them rough.
How in the world did you go this direction?
Man, I don't know. You just follow the signs, spoken like a true yogi. Well, now I'm rock hunting instead of duck hunting. Namaste.
Are you vegan?
No.
Okay. You can stay in the purple padded room. Yeah. Don't go vegan on me.
I see all your beautiful posts of the meals that you make. Yeah, no, I get hungry every time put something up.
Okay, you're not kicked off the island.
Okay.
So tell me about how your rock adventure and how you started bringing them into your office. I mean,
I've got raccoons for girls at home, and it runs in my wife's side of the family way back in generations. It just got reinvigorated with my daughters.
The next gene pool.
Saying, Dad, there's more to do than just water skiing and paddling up and down the river on the lake.
And shooting a duck?
Yeah, and shooting ducks, yes. So she showed me this shiny little rock that the daylight was going through, and I said, well, whoopity-doo, Jade. Well, look at me now. Well, now those are very hard and fun to find.
First of all, you know, that's wonderful that you could do it with your daughters.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. First of all, right there, it's worth it.
Yes. It's relatively free. You get in your car, you drive, they're all around us, and this state is endless. I mean, holy cow, you can point your car in any direction, and you know, the geology changes. And I'll be learning it my whole life. I don't understand it all, but as the yogis come through, they meant, and that's amazing to me how many rock hounders there are. I had no idea. When they come into the store, you can tell the ones that are into rocks because they take a quick right turn and they're super slow looking at every rock. I said, you're a rock hounder, right? And they all have a cool story of, oh, yeah.
What's your rock hound name? You got to have a handle.
I don't have a handle. No, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not that good. I think you got to earn that.
Yeah, Yogi still... Dirt.
Right.
Fairbanks, if you have a thought for a rock handle name for Mike, call in.
Oh, man, you're going to light that up. It's going to get bad.
Yogi Dirt.
Right. Rockmaster Mike, I don't know. Yeah. I teased my kids because I've got names for every season. A Master Blaster Mike when it's cross country skiing, a Master Crafter Mike in the summertime when it's time to get on the water. What's my other names? Mindful Mike when I'm teaching yoga. So all the different hats that you gotta wear.
Rock Hound Mike when you're with your daughters, getting berated by your daughters.
Yeah, I do need a rock hounding handle. I'll have to earn that, though. I'm sure they'll give it to me. Yeah, we'll see what's next.
But, I pity you.
Yeah.
With your daughters.
Tough crowd.
I know. What the heck? But good for you.
It's just another fun activity folks can do that, man, it doesn't cost anything.
We have a phone call. We might have a name for you.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio with Rock Hound Mike. And your name is?
Hey, it's Kaya. I came up with a Rock and Roller Mike.
I like it.
Rock and Roller Mike. Oh.
I like it. I won't get in trouble for saying something like that. And it's not a union question, so I'm going to go for the win on that one. Okay, thanks for that name.
And Kaya, in about a week or two, I mean, you know, I want you to call in and give me the information so I can order our sandwiches, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to do that. You have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you later.
Have fun.
Rock and Roller Mike.
Yes, Rock and Roller Mike.
That's too polite.
Yeah, it is. That's too nice.
Yeah. We need something with... some whiplash in it.
I got thick skin. I was telling David he's got thick skin for running in politics. This whole life. I said, I don't know if I could do that. Basketball gives you thick skin.
You know, like you, I had two older brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been called everything in the book, I'm
You're
sure.
used to taking a pounding.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, for sure. Grandkids are given the poundings now. They're getting bigger and stronger now, so... Yeah, I'm like, oh, careful, that hurts.
I bruise now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Today's my brother Danny's birthday, and, you know, the middle brother. And just the nicest guy in the world, and how he got stuck with me and my brother Dana, we got to figure that one out.
Mom just had her birthday, April Fool's Day. No one ever forgets her birthday, so happy birthday to old Grandma Marcia. So.
There you go. There you go. You know, it was... it was fun a couple years ago when at Hypo when they asked me to introduce some of the stalwarts. And the first one I went to was your mom.
Yeah.
Here from the beginning, man.
Yeah. Sharp as a tack. Yeah. Just turned 87 years old. And I'm still trying to get stories out of her. Yeah, she's just full of them. Old Fairbanks love. And she loves it here, wouldn't live anywhere else.
You know, old stories about the despicable actions of
She's got those.
Of the kids.
Oh, yeah, she's got plenty of those. Oh, anything you want, she's got stories for. So
she's always been a forgiving soul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So what do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I think we're going to either hit the road and probably go rock hounding and just...
In the winter?
It's warm. That direction, warmer towards Anchorage, you know, Wasilla, the Glen Allen direction, and
south.
South
is all we're going to say is south.
Yes, go south. And even Delta didn't get as much snow as we did, so it's beautiful out that way, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, all the lakes, there's grooming. My brother's got groomed trails on Harding Lake and Little Harding Lake. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know.
Bob or John?
Bob.
Okay.
Johnny will probably be downhill skiing. There should be golden eggs at Ski Land, I imagine, right? Isn't this probably the weekend for that?
Yeah.
My daughter found one of those the one year. So, yeah, I never know. I just say, what's next? Where are we going? What are we doing?
I'm waking up. What are we doing, honey? How much is on my debit card account and credit card?
Yeah. It's always good to have too much to do. Than nothing to do. So if you ever need ideas of things to do, come see me at Trax. I've got a list of things that would be exciting for anybody. Any abilities, any age. Yeah, it's We're lucky to live here. I always say I'm biased, but I love Fairbanks.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to get the dogs walked tomorrow. Coffee with friends at Alaska Coffee Roasters at 9 a.m.
Perfect.
That's always fun. Then hit Creamer's Field with the dogs. And then I'm going to meet a buddy of mine. Tomorrow's a big day for basketball, and I haven't been able to watch many sports at all.
Okay, March Madness.
March Madness, Final Four. So, and it's on TBS, which is an off station to have. It's usually been on CBS.
Is this Final Four weekend?
Yeah.
Listen to me asking you when the Final Four is.
You know,
that's how I'm looking for rocks in Final Four weekend.
You know, I'm trying to get used to this new personality that's emerging. You know, usually, you were a basketball god, and now you're a rock hound. As long as you're not a vegan, you can stay in the building.
And that being said, I tell my kids every night I dream about basketball. I have no idea why. I had some dream last night. I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. That's all I remember. But yeah,
I thought it was the final shot you made.
No, God,
you got to learn how to dream. You got to learn how to fib on the air about your dreams. who's to say you didn't, dunk it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, those are special dreams. Don't have many of those.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, we'll put the TV outside or put it in the sun in the window.
You're going to travel south. Is there a specific style of rock you're looking for?
Agates are always the fun ones because when the sun hits them, they light up on the ground differently than any other rocks. And Alaska's full of them. They can be brown, the carnelian ones, or they can look like ice cubes.
Do you have books at your store on Alaska rocks?
Oh, yeah. Books and samples everywhere from all over Alaska.
I'm going to be by this weekend, and I'm going to buy a book on it. I'm not going to say I'm going to be a rock hound, but I'm going to take a look at your book.
Yeah.
Buy one. Because, you know.
Look at the rocks.
Yeah.
Start looking at them. It's really weird. Now they're all over my house. They're everywhere.
And you're getting weird. You are getting weird.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're getting weird.
I know. I'm going to start whipping out rock terms.
Who are you? Who are you?
I tell you, it's a time of change. Ever
you know,
COVID,
release my friend. Release my friend, you rock demon. That's who you are. You're rock demon.
Yeah. Well, I would tell you where the rocks are.
So see, you're I'm a rock demon. Yeah, your greed is good, rock demon.
The folks I go with, I wouldn't go with anybody if I released info. But yeah, I'm still like, I'm like my mom. I'm like, there's rocks for everybody out there. They're endless.
Well, at least some people are dumber than a box of rocks, but what the
heck? Yes, right. Hopefully it's a box of agates, and at least it'll be pretty rocks.
So, You're into this rock thing.
Oh, yeah. And I got gold fever, man. The gold rush is on. I told the tourists it's $5,000 an ounce.
It's interesting because that is in your blood. That is in your heritage.
Yeah. That's, I got the fever. Yeah. I'm ready.
And so your daughter's has brought it a different direction.
Well, I hope it goes in that direction because if it does,
well,
I'll be a billionaire.
Minor Mike. Yeah, you know, $5,000 an ounce type crap.
Yeah. Right?
Oh,
it's out there. We live where there's gold everywhere around us. So, yeah, get out there and start digging, everybody.
We got about a minute left. How do you want to end it, sir? Besides, thank you for being here.
Have a wonderful weekend. The sun is here. You can point your car in any direction. Get outside and play. If you need any help, I'll put some skis underneath you because it's the best skiing right now.
It is.
Trust me. I swear to God it is. It doesn't get any better than this. So, get outside and play any way you can.
This is your Super Bowl time for cross-country skiing.
It's Super Bowl time. Yeah, right now.
This is your best.
Start with chip and ice outside your front door.
You've got about a week and a half, I'd say, of the best.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Birch Hill is in the shade, and so are a lot of the trails. So even when you're driving through lakes out here, there's beautiful snow. Like I said, it's got to freeze at night. And when it's done freezing at night, that's the end. Kind of.
Mike, thank you very much. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you on Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.